Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Hello, I was listening to your discussion and decided to join in. I bought a camera at an internet auction a few months ago. It's small and doesn't look professional, but the photo quality is amazing. I have my own food blog, so I take several photos every day. And last month, one of my photos won a competition for the yummiest looking dessert. I think it shows you can take great photos with a camera that doesn't cost thousands.
Two.
And now some news from Denmark. David Miller, a professional photographer, has won the main prize for his photograph of a waterfall taken at one of Canada's national parks. Why is it extraordinary? Well, while he was taking snapshots of the waterfall from a cliff, he slipped and fell down into a cave. David was lucky to survive the fall. His camera was not damaged, so he decided to take some pictures of the waterfall from this unexpected location. You can see the amazing result on his website.
Three. To celebrate the new edition of Nigella Lawson's classic cookbooks, we are offering you the chance to win signed copies of her best-selling title, Nigella Express. All you need to do is send us a photograph of your favourite dish prepared using Nigella's recipe. The winner will be chosen by a panel of judges, all professional photographers. You have only 10 days to send your snapshot, so hurry up. Just make a dish or dessert, take a photo, and click the Contribute button on our website. Start cooking now.
Four.
I was walking back home yesterday, and suddenly I noticed an intriguing photo outside the local gallery, so I decided to go in. The photographs on show were enormous and had wonderful colours. The collection of photos presented people from different cultures having meals. You can't imagine the variety of food the pictures showed. I didn't even know what some of the things were called, but I really felt like tasting them. That's the power of great photography.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. Hello, I was listening to your discussion and decided to join in. I bought a camera at an internet auction a few months ago. It's small and doesn't look professional, but the photo quality is amazing. I have my own food blog, so I take several photos every day. And last month, one of my photos won a competition for the yummiest looking dessert. I think it shows you can take great photos with a camera that doesn't cost thousands.
Two.
And now some news from Denmark. David Miller, a professional photographer, has won the main prize for his photograph of a waterfall taken at one of Canada's national parks. Why is it extraordinary? Well, while he was taking snapshots of the waterfall from a cliff, he slipped and fell down into a cave. David was lucky to survive the fall. His camera was not damaged, so he decided to take some pictures of the waterfall from this unexpected location. You can see the amazing result on his website.
Three. To celebrate the new edition of Nigella Lawson's classic cookbooks, we are offering you the chance to win signed copies of her best-selling title, Nigella Express. All you need to do is send us a photograph of your favorite dish prepared using Nigella's recipe. The winner will be chosen by a panel of judges, all professional photographers. You have only 10 days to send your snapshot, so hurry up. Just make a dish or dessert, take a photo, and click the Contribute button on our website. Start cooking now. Four.
I was walking back home yesterday, and suddenly I noticed an intriguing photo outside the local gallery, so I decided to go in. The photographs on show were enormous and had wonderful colours. The collection of photos presented people from different cultures having meals. You can't imagine the variety of food the pictures showed. I didn't even know what some of the things were called, but I really felt like tasting them. That's the power of great photography.